Blog Talk Radio. Magic of Midlife. I'm Wendy Berry, and I'm your host for this evening. This is part of the Coach on Fire Network here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm so happy that you chose to be with me this evening. So a little bit about myself. I'm a life coach for midlife women, and I help them to live magical, purpose-filled lives, expressing their feminine power and uniqueness. If you'd like to know more about me, you can go to my website, which is www.bit.ly/coachWendyBerry. And that's Wendy with an IE. You can also reach me at 844-369-2622 or follow me on Facebook. And if you'd like to call in and talk with me this evening, you can reach me and the rest of the listening audience at 646-716-7979. So tonight, I've got an exciting show. I did not bring a guest on because I want to share something really that's kind of close to my heart this time of year. And that's about creating the year that I want that's ahead of me. So tonight we're going to talk about, as Emerald would say, bang, take it up a notch. I want you to take your 2016 up a notch. So I'm going to share with you a recipe for doing that. So I got to thinking about things in life. And when I was a little kid, I was amazed at so many different things that we could do in the world. And one of them was baking. It was amazing to me that you could take so many things, put them into a bowl, and it's kind of liquid and you're just looking at it going, and this is going to be a cake. But just like magic, you put it into the pan and you put it in the oven. And when it's done, it comes out and it's firm and it's not liquid anymore. And it's wonderful. And I was always amazed at how that worked. So tonight I want to talk to you about creating your 2016, but we're going to do it in a recipe form. So we're going to call it the cake of your life 2016. So the first thing that you have to do if you're going to bake anything, or if you're going to bake a cake, because there's lots of different kind of cakes you can make. You can make an angel food cake, or a pound cake, carrot cake, or pineapple upside down cake. And each one of those cakes is going to require something different. Otherwise, it won't turn out to be the kind of cake that you're anticipating. I mean, if you go shopping and you want to make a pineapple upside down cake and you don't buy any pineapple, but you buy chocolate instead, well, and you put the chocolate in, you're going to end up with a chocolate cake. So the very first thing that we have to do in anything that we do in our life is we have to become very clear on what it is that we want. If you don't know what you want, well, then that creates a problem because you don't know what to gather. You don't know the things that you need to be able to create it. So the first thing that you need to do is figure out what kind of cake you want. What do you want your life to look like here in 2015? Well, think of your life as a 5-layer cake. That's pretty great, right? I was thinking about when I was writing this up, I was thinking of 5-layer cake. One place that I went that they had 5-layer cakes was, I forgot the name of it. They had this great Cheesecake Factory. Go figure, right? Anyways, the cake pieces are huge. They have like so many levels, so many layers in there. And it's just full of flavor and it's wonderful. And it comes out and it's so surprising how great it looks and how wonderful it tastes. Well, wouldn't it be awesome for your life to be the same way? I mean, just think of it. Five luscious, wonderful layers all coming together to be magnificently perfect for you. So that's what we're going to talk about. So what are the five layers that you have in your life? The five layers for your cake. Well, the first one is health and wellness. And health can mean a lot of different things. Health and wellness can be a lot of different things to people. Sometimes it's about losing weight. Sometimes it's about getting healthier and having more stamina, or becoming more flexible, or getting to the point where you may not need certain medications anymore. And sometimes it's about really struggling with some real severe illnesses. So everyone's health and wellness and what they want from that can look very different. So as I'm going through this, I just want you to kind of start thinking about what that means for you. And the next layer is relationships. And relationships, what a wonderful layer. And that's filled with your intimate relationship with a wife, a husband, a partner. It can be a relationship with your children, your parents, your coworkers, your friends, people that you come in contact with. The next one is career and finance. You know, what kind of work are you doing? How are you bringing your energy, your gifts into the world, and doing the work that you would love to do? Where would you like your finances to be? You know, are you comfortable with that? You know, so just think about those things. Spirituality is another layer in there. It's about that peace and joy and that energy within you that just knows that it knows, and you're happy with the way life is, and you have some kind of relationship, whether you call it God or creator or just that infinite power and wisdom, that universal mind. There's lots of different names. Spirituality is a very personal thing. It's not something that's created out of dogma. It's something that springs forth from your spirit, from your very core. And then the last one, and a lot of times when people are talking about the different areas of life, they don't include this one. And I think it's so, so important. It's the layer of fun and freedom. I mean, we get caught up in our careers. We get caught up in our relationships. We get caught up in, you know, what we need to do to be healthy and doing a lot of things. And we sometimes forget to have fun. Sometimes we forget to take that little niche of time and just have the freedom to be, just to be who we are and have some fun with it. And I guess the older that I get, because it's become more and more apparent to me that fun is really important. You know, if you watch a little kid, their job is to have fun all day long. I mean, they're playing with their toys, they're using their imagination, they're coloring, they're like looking at picture books. I mean, their whole world revolves around fun and being free. And then all of a sudden life happens and you get caught up in all kinds of other things. And suddenly we forget about having fun. And so those are the five layers of life: health and wellness, relationships, career and finance, spirituality, fun and freedom. So if you look at those things in your life, start thinking about what it is that you'd like each one of those layers to look like. So if you have a piece of paper or a pencil, and if you don't, I'd suggest you go get one and bring it back. I'll give you a couple minutes. I'm going to tell the phone number again. So if you want to call in, you can. That number is 646-716-7979. All right. So I hope you went and got something to write on, because you want to take some notes for yourself. This is also the download that is listed underneath the show, so you can pick up this PDF form that goes over about writing your vision statement, which is, what kind of cake do you want? So just for a minute, I want you to close your eyes and imagine your life with what you'd like. Think about what it is in your life that you absolutely love, that's just perfect. And I want you to just imagine that. It's just perfect. We all have areas or little pieces of our lives that we absolutely adore, that are just the way we want them to be. And now I want you to think about the different areas of your life and things that you like, but you'd really like to have more of. I mean, maybe you would like to travel more. Maybe you'd like to spend more time with your loved ones. Maybe you'd like to have more time for yourself to do the things that you enjoy. I mean, I remember being a mom, and one of the biggest things that I wanted was, I just wanted 10 minutes by myself just to read or to think or do anything. I mean, I know if you've been a mom, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you couldn't even get in the bathroom without having a little one at the door wanting to come in. So think about what it is that you really like more of in your life. And now think about the things that you have in your life that you really would like to get rid of. Things that are really not making you very happy. They're not bringing you joy. They're not adding on to how fulfilled your life is. And some things, you don't necessarily want to get rid of them. You just don't want so much of them because they don't make you happy. So as you're thinking about this, the process of coming up with what you want your cake or your life to look like in 2016 is to jot down some notes about what came up for you, because that's going to be kind of an outline for this next step. So when you've written those down, you're going to take a clean sheet of paper and you're going to write a heading, and it says, I am so happy and grateful that it is December 35th or 31st, 35th, December 31st, 2016, because we're talking about at the end of this year. So just imagine the end of this year, you're looking back over this life, this year that you've had. And you're going to begin writing about what your life is like, all the things that you've done, the things that you've had, the thing that you've achieved in the past year. Like you're telling your very best friend, you haven't seen him since December, you know, New Year's Eve on 2015, and you get together and it's like, oh my God, you would not believe the year that I've had. I am so grateful for this past year. Maybe, I wrote a book, or I quit my job and I started a new business. I met the man of my dreams. It's amazing. So whatever that is, write that down. And when you're writing it, you want to write it in a present tense, something that's right now, today, in this moment that you have had or have experienced. And this is important because as we start to formulate that image in our mind from the place that it's already happening, then we can see very clearly what it is that we want, and we become very in tune with that. And as you're writing it, you're writing it about what's going on, but also bring in how you're feeling, how that affected your life. For example, my partner and I went on a dream vacation. We went for a seven-day river cruise, and it was absolutely amazing. We got back a spark between us that we haven't had for a while, and it was amazing to be able to connect like that. And our relationship is so wonderful because we opened up those doors and we're communicating better. So that's an example. You can really feel that. You can sense what that's like, and it's full of emotion because it's bringing joy. So as you're letting that kind of play through on the movie projector in your mind, really get a sense of what that's feeling like. What is that about? And write that into your story. The more detailed you are and the more clearly that you make your image, you're imprinting that on your subconscious mind. And you're actually activating the law of attraction because you're putting out there, this is what I want. This is what I want. So you want to get the why do you want those things? What is it that that's going to bring to you? Bring in that why. It's already happened. And feel that emotion. And we're going to talk about some of these other steps that you'll notice on your paper as we go through the recipe, because it's actually part of where do you go from once you have the concept or the image of what it is that you want. So we're at the point that you know the kind of cake that you want to make. You know what you want your five layers to be like. And you have an understanding about what that is like to have that cake, to have your life the way that you want it at the end on December 31st, 2016. So that's the first thing that you do. The second thing is you have to realize what your ingredients are, because you have to gather your ingredients. If you don't know the ingredients, it's kind of hard to put together your cake. So the first thing that I want to talk about is flour. Now, why do you need flour? Flour, when you're baking a cake, actually provides the structure for the cake. It's kind of like the base. I mean, without it, everything kind of falls apart. It holds everything together, and everything binds with it and creates that wonderful, beautiful cake. Mm. So what would flour be in this process? Well, I'll tell you. It's a plan. You need to know the plan, that structure that you're going to move all the pieces within to be able to create the life that you want. Without structure, all you have is a bunch of pieces. So the very first thing is a plan. And the plan is actually the rest of the recipe and how that process all works. So the second thing that we have is we have eggs. You have to add eggs. And the eggs function in a cake is to bind with the flour and actually create the structure within it. So you have your vision and you have You know what it is that you want. You've added your flower. You've got your plan. You know what your vision and your plan is, and it's sitting in the bowl, and you're going to need to add the components that are going to create what it is that you desire. So the eggs are actually who and what you need to support you as you are bringing your dreams, your life into manifestation. Now, we all like to think, well, I don't know about everybody. I tend to have an issue about thinking I can do everything on my own. And I found that that really is not true. I really can't do everything on my own. And so it's important as you're making a plan is to look at what do I know, what don't I know, what do I have, what do I need, and be open to the resources that can come in to help you with that. And it's really important, one of the most important thing is to surround yourself with people that believe in you and what it is that you'd like to have in your life. And sometimes that's a little bit difficult. Sometimes people that you know are not always very supportive about what you're wanting in your life. And it becomes hard for you to be able to hold that vision when you're surrounded by people that are not in support of you. So eggs is that which binds with what it is that you want with the flower in the plan to create what you want. So looking at people that can surround you to believe in you and also make you be accountable. So that on those days that you just don't feel like doing or you just think this is just not going anywhere, they're going to help you remember what it is that you want and help you be accountable for doing what it is that you need to do to keep moving you forward toward it, toward what it is that you're wanting. Before I go on, I want to remind you the number. So if you want to call in, that number is 646-716-7979. So the next ingredient is baking powder. Now, baking powder is really magical because it actually causes the cake to rise. I mean, if you don't put your baking powder in, your cake is not going to rise. Well, it may because there's a couple other things that help it rise, but it's really not going to rise the way that you would like it to be. And to me, what helps create the life that I want to help it rise above where I am right now is being able to have faith in something bigger than myself, knowing that the universe is supporting me in every step that I'm in, and affirming these things over and over to remind myself, remind my consciousness of what the truth is. So affirmations and faith and gratitude, being in a sense of gratitude, because that ultimately, if you're feeling down or you're not feeling in sync, the minute you slip into gratitude, it just raises your vibration and brings you to a different place than what you were before you started. So to help rise your consciousness, to bring things into a perspective for you is to practice faith, being in gratitude and affirmations. And now we're going to talk about fats. Oh, so normally when we talk about fats, we talk about good fats and bad fats and, you know, and then everybody tries to get away from fat. And something is really interesting. When I looked at, why do we put fats into cake? I mean, are they really necessary? And it's interesting because they really are. They have a wonderful job of, they lubricate all the different ingredients that go into your cake so that they actually can, when it starts to rise, they actually can move more easily. Without the fats, they would stick together and they would kind of glob up, and then there wouldn't be as much rising that would happen within the cake if they didn't have that lubrication. And it also helps to retain the moisture. And without moisture, it decreases the shelf life of a cake. Okay? So what is fats? Fats in our recipe actually are freeing ourselves from our limiting beliefs, our resentments, or anything that just stands in our way and causes us not to be able to expand. So we need to free ourselves of those things to be able to cause the expansion within ourselves and within our consciousness to actually create the life that we want, to be able to be open to it. And now we have the sweet part. It's the sugar and the other flavorings that you might want to put in, like vanilla. Now, why would you put those into your cake? Because they're sweet. Now, we're not going to talk about, you know, and get into a debate about sugar or no sugar or honey, whatever the you're using to create sweetness. In this case, it means the why. Why do you want this cake? Why do you want this vision in your life? Because it is going to bring the sweetness. It's going to bring that wonderful joy. I mean, have you ever just bit into something so sweet it just melted in your mouth? Dove chocolate is like that, actually. They're salted, they're sea salted caramels, dark chocolate covered. Oh my goodness. And you put that in there and you just let it melt in your mouth. Just has a way of kind of transporting you. And that's what you want. You want to be able to feel the why when you think about that. It's just like, it just moves over and through you and causes you to feel so much joy, so much love. That's the reason for your vision. That's why you want your vision. And truly, that is one of the biggest fuels for keeping you in a place of moving toward what it is that you want. Now, without sugar and without vanilla, it might not be very sweet. Now, there's another thing that we put into cakes, and it's salt. And I was like, why do we put salt in cake? I mean, because if I want sweet cake, why do I want to put salt in it? And it's interesting because salt actually perks up the depth and complexity of the flavors. Isn't that amazing? That salt can actually cause that sweetness or the vanilla flavor or whatever flavoring you have in the cake, it actually deepens and brings out all those different flavors for you. And it causes this expansion of the experience. And so in our recipe, that's your emotions. So knowing what your why is and then connecting it to that emotional feeling of what it's like to have that life. That is a powerhouse that brings such depth into your awareness, your vibration, that it will increase the magnetism of your vision. The stronger connection that you have with both the sweetness and the salt to bring that depth and complexity will just increase the magnetism for your vision. And the last component is milk. So what does milk do? Milk dissolves the sugars. Also, within the cake, it actually provides steam so that it causes the rising effect, because the steam gets in there and it kind of gets everything going and it causes expansion. And because of it binding together with the flour and the sugar and everything, it just kind of brings everything together and adds structure and still allows the air to move in and through the cake so that it becomes light and fluffy and allows it to rise. So what is that? What is that in my recipe? It's what you must be for this vision of your life to be. So when you're thinking about your life in December 31st, 2016, see yourself there. Who are you in that moment? Who is the woman that's living that life? Because that's who you need to become. So as you're moving through the year, you're becoming that woman that lives that life. And it causes everything, the vision, the why, the emotions, everything comes together to create that structure and to move you forward. So now you have all of these components. And so now what do? Well, you have to get the pan ready. And in this case, you have to have 5 pans because you're going to have 5 layers, right? Now, we have a concept of what we want our cake to look like. So we have an image, a container that it goes in. But you don't want that image to stay stuck in that container. You want it to be able to come out. You want it to be free. So you have to lubricate it with some more butter and flour it so that when it's time, it actually will come out of the container. So you have that, you have your cake, you've poured it into your pans, and now we just let them sit on the counter, right? I mean, we put it all together, and there we go. We're all done now. No, the next step is the action step, the action of actually putting it. You need to move forward. So each of these things, even though it sounds like it's just different things that, you know, you're doing that are not action, they are action, but they come from a place of being. You know, we get very busy in our lives doing things. In fact, it's actually applauded to be a doer. You know, especially if somebody, I'm digressing, but bear with me for a minute. Because us women tend to do this. We tend to take on lots of things to do, especially, you know, as you're raising children, you have a family and you're working, and then they need a class, you know, somebody to be a class mom, and they need somebody to work with a PTA, and you need to do this, and then you get involved in church, and you have things to do there. And I'm sure that you've heard it. The people that you want to attract to do those things are people that are very busy, because busy people tend to say, okay, fine, I'll do it. And so they add more and more things onto their plate. And we come from a place of, if I do this, then I will get this. And that what you usually get is exhausted. If we come from a place of being, first we know who we must be to accomplish something. If we want something in our life, we need to know who we must be to have that. And then we take steps, action steps, to become that person. And for instance, if I wanted to bake a cake, I would have to be a woman who knows how to follow a recipe, who can gather all the supplies, put it all together in a bowl, follow the directions so that I have the right amount of sugar, the right amount of flour. I need to know how to cream my butter, and I need to be able to beat my eggs and do all the things that I need to do. I must be a woman who is comfortable in the kitchen, who knows how to put together a cake, who can put it in the pan and bring it to the end result, which is having a beautiful dessert or life. So this isn't, it comes from a place of being this person, but it doesn't take out the action steps that we have to take to move toward it. We have the pan, we have everything put into it, and we must take the action of putting it into the oven. Because without the oven, without the heat, without that that increase in energy that comes with heat, it would never get done. It would just stay cake batter in a pan. So you have to take the action step of putting it in. You actually have to work at increasing the vibration, doing the things that need to be done to increase the vibration. And you need to know and to trust the universe is going to let you know when the timer goes off. I don't know about you, but my time sometimes is, well, no, a lot of times, when I think something should be done, my timing is not always the same as the timing for the universe. So what I have to realize is that everything has just the right amount of time, and I may not know what that is for it to be completed. But the universe does, or God does, whatever you call that. So having the faith and letting go and letting, knowing that it's all working out the way it's supposed to, will actually cause it to happen faster. I mean, because if you are constantly opening the oven to see what's going on, you're actually letting some of the energy out, letting the heat out, and changing how the cake is cooked. So number one, it's not going to get done as fast as it's supposed to. Number two, because it gets hot and then it kind of cools down and then gets hot and then cools down, is going to change the way the outcome is. So while the cake is cooking and having the faith, then you can go, okay, now how am I going to decorate my cake? And you take the steps to be prepared for when your cake is done. So you want to get the frosting, all the ingredients for the frosting, and you want to be able to, you know, if you're going to have, like, I don't know, all of a sudden I'm thinking slivered almonds would be really good on the outside of it. You know, maybe some strawberries over top, that would be good. So whatever that is, you're constantly taking steps. You do what you need to do. You take the action steps that you need to take, and then you let go of that and know that it's continuing to bake. It's continuing to come to fruition for you. And you move on. Because if you've done everything that you can do for whatever it is, and the rest of it is up to the universe to have that happen. So that's a recipe. So now how does that kind of translate? How does that baking kind of translate for you and a vision? So every day, if you look at your vision, you want to continue to hold that image in your mind and become so in tune with it that you know, you see that cake being completed. You see that vision being completed. You see that relationship being in your life. You see that new job being presented to you. You see yourself, four size smaller, and you're out shopping and you're having a wonderful time, and you have so many clothes that fit, you can't even decide which ones you want. I mean, you know, you're like so excited, or, you know, I was able to, you know, get in shape and I was able to see myself running a marathon, whatever it is, you know, maybe learning to play the piano or sing a song, you know, at church or be a volunteer. You know, I want to do some more community work and see yourself being a volunteer somewhere. Whatever that is, every day, take some time to spend with your vision, with what it is that you want. This is so important, so important. We spend more time checking Facebook and emails and, you know, talking to the people at work and we don't give the time to our vision, to what we really want in our life. So I encourage you to get this download so that you can do some work on your vision. And it goes into talking to you about how it increases the magnetic field for the law of attraction to draw things to you that you actually need. Remember, we talked about the eggs, that structure that helps to bind with it. It helps to bring all the eggs to you to help you bind your vision together. It also opens your creativity. So that you're thinking and new thoughts. If a problem arises, you're going to get a new thought about how to deal with that. And you're going to intuitively know the steps that you need to take to move you toward your vision about what it is that you want and how to go about it. Everybody, you know, a lot of people have a New Year's resolution of, I want to lose X amount of pounds. And everybody and their brother has their way of telling you how to lose that weight, right? I mean, you know, follow this diet and do this exercise and take this supplement and do this and do that and do this. And there's a bombardment of information about everybody's idea about how you should lose weight. They are not your expert. You are your expert. If you want to lose 10 pounds, then what you need to start with is, this is where I'm at, and what is it that I want? I mean, really want. It's not just about losing the weight. What is it good? What are you going to gain from losing that 10 pounds? What are you going to gain in your life? Because there may be some things that you might have to give up or change. And that getting needs to be to outweigh the things that you need to give up and let go of. So if it means freedom to, you know, I mean, even just getting a different size, going down a size or two sizes in clothing, what would that get? Well, it might be, you know, I might really have fun going shopping, and I could spend more time because my granddaughter loves to go shopping, and then maybe I feel like going shopping, and then that'd give us something to do. That would be a real plus, having a shopping day with my granddaughter. So whatever it is, listen to your intuition. Listen to your why. Listen to what it would bring into your life, because that's the emotion. That's what you need to tie with it, because that is going to give you the depth and flavor of the achievement of attaining that. And that will move you towards your goal, towards your vision. So if you read your vision every day, you have it written out, really sit with it, feel what it's like. This doesn't take forever. Set aside 5 minutes. See what happens in 5 minutes. And then every day, as you're thinking about your vision and what it is that you want, listen to your intuition about the steps that you need to take that day to move you toward that vision. What do I need today? Who must I be today to move me toward my vision, toward the life that I love to have? And the really interesting thing is, as you open up and become more aware about what it is that you want, you intuitively know when there's times to change or renegotiate your vision, because what you may want now maybe way smaller than what it is that you really, really want. Because sometimes we tend to dream little because we're afraid of something big. Well, what if I fail? So maybe I'll just settle for this little dream over here, this little vision, because I can achieve that. And that's okay if that's where you want to start out. But don't be surprised as you work with your vision that it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you become more confident and more on target, more directed. And you're going to be stepping into feeling like this is my purpose. These are the things that I'm moving toward. And it gives you a sense of, it makes you feel so wonderful because you know that you can move forward. You can have that. So I look forward to hearing about your visions. I want to know about your cake. What is it that you want in your life? What do you want it to look like? Because I'd like to be able to be one of those people that helps believe in you, to be able to stand in celebration with your manifestation of your 2016, this coming up December. Because each and every one of us is capable of it. Babies, if you even think about wanting something in your life, and it's something that you've been really desiring, there's nothing that can stand in your way of achieving that or having that in your life except you. So I encourage you to download this PDF. If you have questions, you can send me an email. My email address is on the bottom of the PDF. So please feel free to do that. You can also reach out to me at my phone number, which is my phone number. Well, I'll tell you that in a minute. My website, if you want to know more about me, is www.bit.ly/CoachWendyBerry. That takes you to my Life Coach Hub website. You can read more about me there. And if you're interested in working with me, I do group and individual coaching to help women live magical, purposeful life. You can reach out to me there. And that phone number is 844-369-2622. I also would love to connect with you on Facebook. You can look for me as Coach Wendy Berry on Facebook. But I also have a new group called Magic of Midlife. So if you're interested in getting on board and just meeting up with a wonderful bunch of people, I'm just starting to grow it. So I'd love to have some new members. And we just are going to kind of create that group the way we would like it to be. So everybody has a little bit of say, well, not a little bit, a lot, because we're going to grow it together. And there's also a fan page for Magic of Midlife Radio, which I'd love for you to check out and follow. That would be wonderful. So ladies, thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And for those of you that aren't on live, but you're listening later, I so appreciate you too. Thank you so much for listening in. And if you have any questions, please call me or send me an email or call me in 2 weeks. I'll be on Tuesday night. Thank you so much. This is Coach on Fire Network, and I appreciate you all. You have a good evening.
Coach on Fire Radio.